everybody. Luke here at the top of the show with a quick announcement. If you are listening to this episode the week it comes out, then this Friday, November 7th, we're going to be holding our annual marathon charity stream over on twitch.tv/videoentropy, where we'll be playing games all weekend long to raise money for the Palestine Children's Relief Fund. We've got a lot of fun stuff lined up. Randomized Zelda, Among Us, Jackbox, Netrunner, Demon's Souls, Silksong, Blueprints, and more. We're kicking things off on Friday at 12 p.m. Central Time, so come hang out with us and help us raise money for PCRF. Once again, that's twitch.tv/videoentropy. See you there!
Time, you pretty much just kind of fucking nailed it.
Just nailed it, baby.
We're good at our jobs, is the thing.
Batting 1,000, baby.
We're very much batting like a 0.333, but you know.
That's still pretty good. 0.333 is nothing to sneeze
that's
at.
That's a good batting average.
Yeah.
I mean, everything I do has worked, you know. I brought a killdozer to a killing Ross Perot fight.
That's worked. True.
I forget what the next mission was, and then I saved
Napoleon.
Stalin.
Yeah, we brought Stalin back in cocoon form.
Sure did. So yeah, everything's coming up, Rudy.
When you think about it, you can never fail as long as you reframe all your failures as successes.
Yeah. Yep.
Did I fail to replace Ross Perot, or did I succeed at failing?
Real quick note, Mike, do you remember if you had any Ready for Anything cards left?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Let me open up the document. I have the chariot left.
All right. Let me track that fucker down real quick. When the three of you return to the boss's plural office at the base of Himdinakal in the present of 2101... I guess it would be past 2101 now, because that's when it was founded, and, you know, it's been out active for a while. In whatever time in the 22nd century it is, you actually find the mood is a lot better than it was the last couple of times. They're straight up, like, streamers set up. People are having a nice meal to themselves. They're having a few cocktails and not in, like, a drowning their sorrows way. And I think the first person that comes up to you, real fancy boy in a cravat... And he says, I have to say, ladies, and also, Rudy. Ladies and Rudy. I have to say, we are very impressed with what you managed this time.
The gays, the girls, and Rudy. Genuinely,
we genuinely thought we might have to go back to the 18th century for this one, but it looks like we're all good.
Oh, well, that's just darling.
Great.
So how's everything looking right now?
Well, in all earnestness, it does sort of fall apart partway through the 20th century, but majority of the 19th century, the Grand Empire of Eurasia, that thing's going smooth as silk, smooth as butter, smooth as, what's the third smooth thing?
Vegemite?
Vaseline?
I feel like I'm making some assumptions about, like, I don't know how I feel about you jumping to Vegemite immediately, if I'm being entirely honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that, mostly because I'm, like, 50-50 on whether you're Australian or South African.
It's a pretty broad accent, if I'm being entirely honest.
It could just be Ringo Starr. Is Ringo Starr our boss now?
No, Ringo Starr's Liverpudlian, and he'd sound more like this, okay. I assure you. Right.
Is that a different boss from across the room?
Yes, it is.
How many different bosses do we have at this point? I've kind of lost track.
Oh, easily 20.
I mean, that sounds just like we have a bunch of middle managers now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, who's actually in charge at this point?
Well, that would actually be me, on account of, I'm the one who, I'm sort of the latest, instance? The words keep escaping me. I'm sorry, I think the wine is going a bit to my head. Sorry, name's Edmund Bonaparte Allmount. Pleasure to meet you.
Doesn't that mean you've got the least seniority? Shouldn't you be on, like, the bottom rung?
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of... We're getting this whole... Our right to rule eternally is sort of being secured through, you know, the institutions of late monarchism, which is now just sort of monarchism, I suppose, writ large, you kind of got to play into the cards you dealt, you know?
It's actually, on that note, it's less seniority, but more actually currently exists within the timeline.
Sure.
Well, there's also that. That's something to consider. On that note, do any of y'all want like a duchy or anything? Because we got plenty to hand out. If I'm being honest.
Oh, I've always wanted my own castle.
Is it like a donut or
what?
Is a duchy some kind of donut?
No,
a duchy, a dukedom.
It's like it's like land. You get.
Oh,
they're asking you'll be a landowner
with serfs. Haven't you always wanted serfs?
Oh, so it's like beachfront property.
Yes.
Yeah. Except you own a bunch of little blue freaks.
But yeah, no, we'll have some more for you to do in a bit, I'm sure. But honestly, we were going to have you go to like late 19th century Japan, murder the Meiji Emperor, because we were figuring, you know, keeping them on the shogunate makes sort of the general political and economic situation a lot less efficient, a lot more unstable. But when I went to Callahan to ask him to make the slideshow, he got really pale and started saying, "I don't know about that one, boss. I feel like it has some uncomfortable colonialist overtones that I don't really know what to do with." And I tell them, "Well, look, we're trying to conquer the whole world. I feel like that's going to be unavoidable."
Yeah, I mean, we are villains.
That seemed to make him like even more anxious. Like, he started sweating real bad. I don't really know what to do with that.
I can't believe they made Callahan woke.
Can't even conquer Japan anymore because of woke.
But yeah, if you three want to just go knock off for the day while the rest of us... and then I think he is interrupted by the sound of a very loud alarm just blaring throughout the entire base.
Man!
Uh-oh. Did someone overcook some bacon? What's going on here?
Let me just go to my desk real quick. And I think he rushes over. And I think all of the other iterations of Allmount are also kind of looking through their notes, looking at various computer screens. And I think one of them says... "Oh, motherfucker, it's Garibaldi again."
"Whomst?"
"Giuseppe Garibaldi, who, originally unified... it's sort of complicated. Like, he played a major part in unifying Italy, but it wasn't unified under him as ruler, per se. The long and short of it is, he's not super keen on the whole, Eurasian thing. He kind of wants, to murder... the entire Bonaparte family, which would have a lot of repercussions for the whole world conquest thing. It wouldn't be great. We've already sent the BNC teams out, but apparently he's doing it again in another part of the timeline, which is just not ideal for any of us."
"Well, sounds like we need to kill him then."
"Yeah, I am worried. I don't think... We've confirmed that time isn't involved there, right?" "Well, it might be. This doesn't seem like their usual modus operandi, though. And it kind of seems like they'd be fucking up the timeline even more, which doesn't, you know, that's not usually what they've been doing. Sorry, they ran out a couple incursions while you were gone. I think they're trying to attack us on multiple fronts. Hasn't really worked yet, in part because we got a big influx of French infantry, which has been a real help, I'll be honest. But, things are getting a lot more complicated real fast. Have you noticed that?"
"Yeah, it's starting to feel more and more like this might be how we lose a time war."
"Oh, boy.
I don't know if I'll get that reference because I've only ever heard the title of that book, so..."
Does that mean I'm going to start getting into a heated epistolary affair with another dastardly female time traveler?
I mean, I get why you want that to happen, but did you meet the one we just fought? She was a big nerd."
"Well, yeah, but she wasn't as cool, though."
"Right, that's what I'm saying. I think they're probably all losers."
"I can't believe our repeated time travel keeps having, like, graver and graver, unexpected consequences."
"Hey, I've got a suggestion. Maybe we can circumvent the whole thing. Okay, listen, I love going back in time and fucking around. It's a great time. But if we just need something done, what if we... can we lock on to Geppetto's coordinates at a certain moment in time and then just send, like, a bullet back in time to the exact position of his head. And then
or just, take ooh. Pinocchio hostage.
Or, well, sure, but I'm imagining we just turn the time chamber on, a bullet just materializes in his brain, he drops over dead, and hey, problem solved.
I don't know if we could do that without some sort of powerful Eidolon that takes the form of a gun and fires bullets into the past to retroactively destroy things, and I've never had anything like that existing or happening before.
Maxie, I'd like to deal in.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you what, I actually prepared a choice this time around.
Yeah.
You are getting either the infiltrator,
mm-hmm.
the zealot, or the mutant.
I'll take the infiltrator. The mannequin appears and its tummy, like a big square hole, opens up as it turns into she came in through the bathroom window. My Eidolon can cloak itself from detection by remaining in the present and attack from hiding by firing bullets into the past.
Okay. Are you just gonna do it then?
I mean, why not?
All right. I suppose this would have to be a snipe, right?
I mean, if you could do this, why are we even bothering with all this complicated time travel shit? Like, you could just do that.
This is the Luke role playing I'm used to. I remember this.
All right, your Ellie is 2, so this is going to be a snipe.
All right, yeah, I'm just like, here, somebody loan me a gun.
Yay, old boss.
Yeah, I take it, and like, I think the tummy window, it just starts to show, what was this asshole's name again?
Giuseppe Garibaldi.
Okay, yeah, there we go. I see him just sort of, it's kind of like a Mario 64, like the metal, like, goop that you jump into to go to the Hazy Maze Cave, but it's like, instead of just metal, it's kind of a hazy picture of the past, and I just kind of aim the gun and shoot it.
All right, so you have drawn the Hanged Man and Judgment. So, you could push this one.
I could, but it's so funny to pick Judgment here.
Yeah, no, I get it. I agree.
All right, your past failures catch up to you. Oh, what am I even going to do? Okay. All right, I'm going to have to enter my mind palace for this one. Hang
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's understandable.
Meanwhile, Rudy's just in the corner drinking a Diet Cola, like,
right.
Were you planning on shooting him when he's, like, a kid or when he's, like, an adult, you know, running an army against the Grand Empire of Eurasia?
Probably an adult. I didn't think it through that hard.
Okay. Then I think what's going to happen is you take very careful aim and you fire the bullet. And it is dead on. It is zooming towards his head. And then at the last second, like, just before it strikes, he whips his head around and you see, like, true hatred in his eye, and then he pulls his wrist aside, and you see this shimmering thread tied to the wrist of another man not far away from him. I think both of them are probably on horseback, given the era. And suddenly that thread shines brightly, and a huge fucking force field with the little hexagons and everything emerges between them. The bullet strikes that force field, rebounds, goes through, she came in through the bathroom window, and let me see what the negative effect of a snipe is. It reveals a critical weakness of your own and leaves that weakness completely unguarded. I think the weakness in question is
to bullets.
She came in through the bathroom window is a two-way portal.
Oh no.
That bullet does go through and hits you in the shoulder.
Oh, motherfucker, shit, god damn it.
You were at Winded, I believe. Yeah. Oh, no, because you defeated...
Yeah, so I should be at Fresh, so I'm back to Winded.
Yeah, I'll make sure that the others are also updated to Fresh.
Oh, that looked like it hurt.
Yeah, it fucking hurt! God, what? We didn't even go back. How come he's got a fucking stupid power?
I mean, the other teams went back and ran into him, so...
Okay, so this was not my fault at all. I still had a good idea.
Well, I mean, also, your Eidolon did just interact with the past. I mean, it could be from just interacting with the past in general.
All right, well...
I think a couple of just, like, infantry soldiers are, like, poking bayonets through... she came in through the bathroom window.
Okay, we should probably close the window now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I just, like, turn it off, and it's just, like, the bayonets just get cut off as the window is, you know, turned off.
Hey, free bayonets! You could probably do something cool with those.
Rudy starts juggling them.
I'm gonna take one, put it in my jacket pocket.
We have, like, knives. I'm sure you could get a knife if you want one.
These are longer, though.
I was told to do something cool with them, so, you know.
No, sure, I... Okay.
It is pretty cool. You should do that with more sharp objects, honestly.
I would love some medical attention.
Maybe if you juggle really good, you can convince Garibaldi that we're the rightful rulers of the entire world, huh?
You know, what with the blood and all.
Right, right. I do enough parlor tricks, and I can convince him I'm a sorcerer.
Here, show me your shoulder. I can freeze that wound right up.
That doesn't sound like how that works, but sure. I show you my shoulder.
All right. I poke my finger in the wound.
Patching up? Are we patching up?
Yes, I'm patching up.
All right, I'm advancing the phantom clock to 5 and restoring Abigail to fresh. Boy, is this the first time? How long has it been?
It's been a long, long time.
That's one for you, listeners.
Anyway, Abigail is now technically infected.
Well, should you do an infect draw separately to see how that goes?
Well, are you resisting?
I guess I'm not resisting. That's true.
Okay, well then you're infected.
All right,
you can trust me. When have I ever betrayed you?
That's true. She has never betrayed anyone.
I'm a good coworker.
I've just got like a cork made of ice. Then I guess it's stopping the blood, so that's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then once it's ready to heal, it'll just melt. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't even have to deal with the stitching thread.
The nerve damage from the cold is really helping with the pain.
This is 100% how medical science works.
Completely numb up there.
Look, do you want like some ibuprofen or something? I can't tell whether you're being sarcastic about the pain thing.
I've got a bullet in my shoulder.
Yeah, so do you want ibuprofen for it or what?
Shut the fuck up.
Do you have any more plans, or are you planning to go back in time to face him head on? I'm good with whatever.
I mean, I don't have any other plans besides, well, I guess we'll just go back in time.
I mean, if someone else wants to try throwing something through the tummy window, we can try.
I mean, he deflected a bullet. I don't think throwing stuff's a good call.
Yeah, also he knows about the tummy window now. I think he'll be ready for tummy windows.
Yeah.
True.
The thing about Tommy Windows is you really only get one chance.
Right. Yeah, this is yeah, we gotta switch up our game plan now.
And I could try to look earlier. Maybe he doesn't have the force field when he's like a baby.
Oh, okay. You wanna open up the tummy to shoot him as a baby. Okay. We could give that a shot.
Yeah, go for it. It'll just keep deflecting bullets at you.
We could throw some bayonets at the baby.
That's what I was thinking. We've got these bayonets.
But you were complaining that we didn't need them.
Well, now I've come up with a use for them.
Okay, so I just want to be clear. This is going to be another snipe draw to throw bayonets at a baby.
Correct.
I made a deliberate effort to avoid baby murder, but you're just all in. So I'm just going to hang back. I'm not going to be part of this.
Okay.
Hey, Rilva, you want to do it? I'll hold the window open.
Yeah, sure. I'll give it a shot. For it. Okay. I guess I'm doing the all snipe. Right.
That's
which is unfortunate because I have a 1 for elegance, so this is gonna be going great.
If Ilva's doing the snipe, then yeah, that's just the Empress. You create something, it's neutral.
Okay. I guess the thing I create is murder.
Well, it's up to Maxi what you create, but that's one of the things you could create.
Well, it's a dead baby, so I think what you invent is newgrounds.com.
God, I can't even begin to imagine the implications of Newgrounds being introduced to the 19th century.
Oh, no.
Okay. When you take careful aim to strike at a target's critical weakness, you are sniping. Draw elegance. In addition to the forecast, playing a neutral card will reveal a critical weakness of your own.
Yeah, I bet.
Okay. So here's what I think happens. I don't think the baby dies. I do think you are able to bayonet the baby in the shoulder in a way that will leave him with, like, a paralyzed arm for the rest of his life. And I do think it was the arm that was doing the force field thing, so that will be helpful.
Okay. I mean, I'll take that.
Right.
But I think there's sort of like a trail of rime, of like little glittery snowflake particles leading back through the window and to you.
Oh.
And I think, Ilva, if this was not already the case, I think extended use of your Eidolon is reaching the point where your own clothing is just keeping you, you know, nice and insulated. It's making you comfortable, not necessarily like overheating. But I think you are gradually becoming more and more susceptible to heat, such that extreme heat will be an extra big problem.
Okay.
And I also think this bayonet is like extremely cold. So like anybody who investigates this will have some inkling that that's involved.
Way to go, Ilva. You stabbed that baby. Oh, I might be a bad person.
I mean, we're trying to take over the world.
We are yeah. Pretty explicitly villains.
Yeah, but that sentence came out of my mouth, and I immediately just sort of felt bad about myself. You know what I mean?
I mean, the baby had bad vibes.
The baby had bad vibes. Rudy, you want to throw something through my time hole, or do we want to just do this normal now?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good. Both of you did it and had it come back to bite you in the ass somehow. So I'm just gonna not now.
Yeah, that's fair.
It would be more satisfying if we attack the fully grown Garibaldi. It will feel it'll be a nice ego boost. Not that any of us really need it, but you know, it's more of a challenge that way. Challenges are good, right?
Well, I mean,
they help you grow as a person.
The thing is, thanks to what Ilva just did, now we're going to be fighting a guy who's handicapped, and I don't know.
I mean, I can't unstab the baby. I don't know what you want from me.
Strictly speaking, you could if you, like, aimed a second bayonet really good, like, 5 seconds earlier. But listen, he can handle himself. He's still got one good arm, and he's still got one great brain.
We're really creating, like, words of wisdom here. You can't unstab that baby. Yeah, no. Let's just go back and do the fight.
Yeah, all right. Let's let Maxie have the combat encounter.
No, I want to make something very clear. I have several contingencies planned. If you did end up killing this baby, it wouldn't be a problem. I just don't feel great about killing a baby.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
Can't imagine why.
I mean, I just think from a utilitarian, perspective, I just don't see the difference.
1857, Lombardy. Torrential rains pour down upon the battlefield as the forces of the Grand Eurasian Army clash against those of, the fuck did I call him? The International Brotherhood of Freemen. The three of you arrive, and it is a fucking bloodbath already, with no signs of stopping anytime soon. You can see, not too far from the front, Giuseppe Garibaldi and his associate, Giuseppe Fanelli. They do still have that thread between them, though Fanelli is doing most of the work, since that arm of Garibaldi's is paralyzed, since not long after he was born. But all the same, they are able to use it to absorb a considerable amount of gunfire and generally protect their army as it continues advancing on the Imperial Loyalists. I think they do see you when you approach, and I think Garibaldi waves with the rifle in his good arm and is like, "Hey, you motherfuckers! I know who you are! Get the hell over here and fight me well, I guess you want men, and that would be kind of like, what's the word? Not reductive.
Misogynist.
It would be kind of rude. Yeah, and I don't know. Misogynist feels like a little bit of a... It feels a little bit excessive. But maybe it would be. I don't know. I'm not an expert on that
guy. Wow, a man explaining to two women how he's not a misogynist. What's new?
I don't know what that is. I don't know what mansplaining is. That definitely was not a term that existed in 19th century Italy.
I didn't say mansplaining, you dipshit.
Yeah, but you know, I'm kind of like drawing. You know, this is kind of Maxie talking, but she's still doing the voice, just kind of, you know, in and out, making, drawing conclusions based on the information presented to me. Anyway, no, the back in character, this is Giuseppe Garibaldi. Get the fuck over here and fight me like honorable human beings. How's that?
Are we honorable?
Are we honorable human beings?
Yeah, I don't think we're honorable.
No, not, no. I don't think remotely, no.
One of us threw a knife at a baby a moment ago. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That was you? Oh, you motherfuckers are in for the goddamn time of your lives, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that was me.
We could have finished the job, but we decided it would be more sporting to come kick your ass in person.
I think Garibaldi is charging you, in particular, Ilva. Yeah. And with the bayonet, he's not even bothering to fire the gun. He wants to, you know, get even.
I mean, wait, you know what? Fair.
Did he save the bayonet that stabbed him as a baby?
No, this is just a different bayonet.
Oh, okay, I thought he just held on to it. Eventually.
Man, what if it was? I made a Batman.
Yeah, right?
So I've always wanted to make a Batman.
I have to become what they fear most. They call me Bayonetta.
Fuck.
Speaking, it would be Bayonetto. But yeah, sure, whatever.
More misogyny.
No, that's just me being accurate about my own gender identity, madame.
I mean, it's also just how the Italian language works. Anyway, let's see. What should I do? I mean, I guess I can try and scrap with him. I'll try and, like, sort of parry and stab at him with my own bayonet. Because, like, we collected multiple.
You kept another one?
Yeah, sure. We had, like, a lot.
Okay. Yeah, your POW is 3. So let's draw for this bayonet duel. That is the Fool, the Moon, or the Hanged Man again.
Not even bothering with the superpowers that both of you have. Just having a knife fight.
Yeah. I mean
his superpower is a force field, you know? It's not the most offensive technique.
Gosh. I mean, I could pick the Fool. But what is the Hangman do again?
You must make an impossible choice.
Okay. And it is negative.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Let's get this one out of the deck, actually. Let's pick the Hanged Man.
All right.
I think it's time for Ilva to suffer a little.
All right, well, I'm knocking the top card off the deck, which is the Fool.
Wait, how?
You're very close to the bottom of the deck.
Okay, I was going to be like, how?
You can take the Hanged Man back if you want with that in consideration.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'll take the Fool then, I guess.
All right, the Fool, that is going to be neutral. That does still knock the top card of the off the deck, which I'll say is the Moon. It's negative either way. All right, so that is a neutral card, so you're going to advance your damage track. But you do strike a mighty blow, so that brings Ilva down to winded. I think as Giuseppe Garibaldi charges in, you clash blades several times. You're just bayonet in hand against his at the end of the rifle. The thing about this is that he does have a considerable range advantage because, you know, just having a bayonet is kind of like having a knife or like a short sword, but having one at the end of the rifle is kind of like having a spear, right?
Sure.
But I do think you are skilled and swift enough to keep his blade at bay for quite some time. And then you see an opening, and I think you overcommit to it, and he is able to dig his bayonet into your shoulder, Ilva, which, like I said, that brings you down to winded. I do think you are able to graze him with your own counterattack, and then he sort of retreats, pulling his bayonet and rifle away, and kind of returns to the mass of soldiers who continue pushing forward under the guard of his force field, Il Mio Mondo.
Ow, there's a lot of shoulder injuries happening this session.
Mike, I've got something, but you haven't really gotten to do something yet this session, so I'll defer to you.
Rudy is suddenly very afraid for the safety of their shoulders. So, I mean, if you want to go for it.
Yeah, no, that's where we live. Like, try and get stabbed in the leg or something instead, right?
I'd rather not get stabbed anywhere, if I can avoid
it. I'm just saying, if you gotta get stabbed, don't get stabbed in the chest or the head, because that'll be really bad. Uh-huh. Neck, too. Shoulder's no good, because that's where we stand. So, like, the legs are kind of your best bet, is all I'm saying.
Anyway, what idea did you have?
Okay, yeah, who is the other Giuseppe's name that he's got some kind of fucking bond to that keeps the force field going?
That's Giuseppe Finelli.
Okay. While everybody is distracted by the knife fight, I would like to use Smooth Criminal to put together a disguise, by...
All right, tell me what Smooth Criminal does?
You can put together a disguise of your choosing out of any available materials you have, draw Glam to determine the quality of your disguise, choose a card already in the discard pile and set it aside. As long as you maintain your disguise, you may play and discard this card instead of drawing for an action. Discard this card if your disguise becomes compromised or you remove it. And I just reach into my trench coat and pull out a big, stupid, fake mustache like the kind that the guy on the pizza box would have and just kind of slap that on.
Okay, what's your glam?
My glam, that's a great question, is, 2.
All right, so that is going to be the Hanged Man, which is the last card in the deck, so let me shuffle what's left.
Yep.
Hey, Luke, what happens with this move if there's no discard pile? Should I just give you whatever card you take?
That's a fantastic question. I guess you'd give me whatever card I take, yeah.
All right, so your options are the Hanged Man or the Emperor.
Or the Emperor. I think the fact that I explicitly said all I did was put a fake mustache on means I shouldn't push for a positive here. I will just take the Emperor.
All right, the Emperor, you break something. It is a neutral card, and I am setting it aside.
Okay, then I also, I just... You know, we cut over to the other Giuseppe watching the knife fight, and then I just sort of pop into frame with my mustache and go, Hey, boss, I can't believe it! There were 3 of them before, and now one of them's disappeared! We gotta be on our toes!
Fuck, no, that is a problem, isn't it? Do you have any idea where she might have gone?
I don't know, boss. I was looking around, and then she was gone, and then I don't know what to do!
All right. Cool. Scouting party. Fan out. Look for her. This is going to weaken our advance, but that's probably for the best. Giuseppe, we need to retreat. And I think Garibaldi hears that, kind of like lets out a sigh and does retreat. It is a fighting retreat. He is continuing to fire at the Eurasian forces. And I don't think they're giving too much ground. You know, they're like giving up a little, but still trying to make sure that they are not completely routed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you say that I have successfully, hidden myself from this guy with my disguise?
I would say yes, at least for now.
Okay.
I'd like to investigate, these two Giuseppes. I don't know why do they have the same first name?
I mean, sometimes people just have the same first name, Mike. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay. But that wasn't what I'm investigating. That was just more of an aside, but...
I was looking on Wikipedia for contemporaries of Giuseppe Garibaldi, who he may have associated with at some point, and who would be, you know, opposed to the Eurasian Empire as a political project. I found the, anarchist Giuseppe Finelli, and I was like, yeah, sure, why the fuck not?
Okay. Still, I would like to investigate these broskies.
Okay, sure. Your genius is 3.
Yep.
So that is the World, the Lovers, and the Tower. Nice spread.
Okay. World, Lovers, Tower. Okay.
And remember, I believe you still have the Chariot and you're ready for anything for...
I do.
If you did want to use that.
I am very deliberately holding onto the Chariot because it is Iris's dissonant, so if I keep it out of the deck...
Mm-hmm. That's a good strategy. That's the kind of emergent strategy you get from Eidolon Become Your Best Self, available in digital and physical.
Yes. okay, so let's start with the Tower. What complications should I be wary of?
Okay, so this is first and foremost a battlefield. And it is a battlefield which might well have been interfered with by either time or even some other faction that you're unaware of. There is no reason to believe that Giuseppe and Giuseppe are the only Eidolon wielders here. There could already be one on the way.
Okay.
In fact, there could be one on a completely different battlefield for all you know.
All right. For the lovers, what's hidden here?
What's hidden here? And you chose the lovers. Look, the year is 1857.
Uh-huh.
Certainly the more enlightened aspects of the Bonapartist monarchy have led to some changes in society that we would consider socially progressive. I think they would probably be largely outnumbered by the ones that have reduced the power of the workers and those in the colonies and so forth. But I think what's key here is that homophobia is probably still very much a thing, especially in places like the army. You're like 90% sure the Giuseppes are fucking on the down low and that they haven't told anybody. Because, like, you know, it would be a whole thing and maybe people would be cool with it. You know, they got that kind of, like, martial homosociality going on. But, you know, okay. So there's that.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's hidden here.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I gathered when they could, you know, form a force field out of their bond together.
Yeah, that is the thing homosexuals can do. That?
Yeah. Yeah. Did you not?
No.
I mean,
I thought they were just good friends.
Can you not form a force field with your lovers?
That's not usually what happens when I have lovers, but...
Anyway.
The problem is she's really cold in the bedroom, so...
That's true. A real ice princess. For the world, what weaknesses can I exploit?
What weaknesses can I exploit? Let's see. Well, you already know that the force field only comes out on one side of each Giuseppe. The thread they use to summon it is very much tied to one of their wrists at any given time. I mean, you know, each of them has one wrist, I mean. And Giuseppe Garibaldi does still have that paralyzed arm. Theoretically, if you could flank them on the side that is their, you know, non-force field side, and if you could continue flanking them there, they wouldn't be able to do shit. Because that would be the one area the force field can never protect.
Okay. Is there... I should try and communicate that to Abigail somehow. Do we have, like, a code system or something? Since we're, like, we're kind of spies, right? Ish?
You're kind of spies-ish, but also, don't you have... I'm pretty sure you have communications, don't you? Couldn't you just, like, whisper?
Oh, that's true. Hey, Sue, could you go tell Abigail about the deal? I just kind of be all stealthy about it.
Oh, yeah, all right, well, I am kind of a glowing angel girl, but I am small, so let's see what I can do. I'm going to call that an Ellie draw.
Okay, my Ellie is 2.
All right, that is the Hermit or the Wheel of Fortune. So you're taking the Hermit.
Yeah, that's my dissonant right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
All right, you're too certain that you're right and you miss something important as a result. And also, the effect of the Hermit normally is your actions isolate you. So I think what's going to happen is Sue is being as stealthy as she can. Certainly it helps that the rainfall is so heavy and that the clouds of musket fire, I guess it would be rifles, not muskets at this point, like proper rifles. The clouds of gun smoke, regardless, provide her with some degree of camouflage. And I think she is successfully getting into the mass of the army. The problem is there's a lot of them. And eventually, one of them does see her. And I think when they fire upon her, they don't manage to hit her. I think she is, evading pretty effectively. But as she goes on, as she gets closer to Giuseppe Finelli and Abigail, the soldiers are becoming more and more agitated, and more of them are firing upon her. It is taking kind of a lot of her focus just to avoid getting shot down. And moreover, while all this is happening, I think Daisy is like, hey, boss, you might want to check your 12 real quick.
All right, I check my 12 real quick.
There is another army advancing.
And at the front of them, there's a man who must be at least 7 feet tall, clad in gold armor, wielding a halberd as long as a fallen tree. And he sits astride a horse that looks like it was forged in a fire, like it's made entirely out of glowing coals. He throws his head back and he cackles. Fools that you are! You thought you were fighting but one of history's greatest generals, but now you shall be destroyed by the greatest hero in all of Chinese history!
Lu Bu?
That's right! Savior of the innocent, slayer of tyrants, greatest warrior in his age or any other, it is I, the great Lu Bu!
Are we in Italy? How the fuck did you get here?
What? Excuse me?
I'm not telling. Now the two of you had better surrender and repent while you still can, or else be slain by the might of my Eidolon.
Okay, I know I just did an investigation. I'd really like to try and figure out what the fuck Lu Bu's doing here.
All right, yeah, that's another three genius. That is strength, justice, and the fool.
Okay, cool. The fool. What happened here recently?
Okay, so I think it goes without saying that time travel was involved.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that seems pretty obvious.
Specifically, you can tell that Lu Bu's presence has nothing to do with T-I-M-E. There is some other time-traveling organization that found out this was going on, or organized it in the first place, and they decided, yeah, okay, we'll find a really great Eidolon wielder, send him there, then we can finally kill these three freaks who keep destroying everything, and then we'll figure it out from there.
How much did I say that eventually... They don't listen to me. I said that this is how time travel works.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're the only ones with a time machine. Oh, yeah, sure. That's okay.
Okay. Strength. Who's in control?
Who? Well, I'm gonna be honest. Right now, it's Lu Bu. There are... he's got to have at least 10,000 men, and they're all, like, flaming skeletons.
Oh.
And they are just kind of, like, they're kind of, it's not quite a pincher attack. It's more just there are a lot of them, and they're fanning out and encircling you with, you know, the Grand Eurasian Army. You know, they're allies of you, but they're kind of blocking any sort of retreat from you on one side, and then you've got Garibaldi's men on the other side.
Okay, what was my third card?
Which ones did you just use?
Strength and the Fool so far.
You've got Justice. The situation becomes more fair.
Okay, so for Justice, I'm going to use Expert Investigation. What does my area of expertise tell me about the situation? My area of expertise being history.
All right. Your area of expertise tells you... This is a tendency that was certainly exaggerated in literary sources like Romance of the Three Kingdoms, but it is drawing to at least some extent on actual history. Lu Bu's not, like, really great at anything but fighting. He kind of makes a lot of bad decisions. He's most famous for, like, betraying two guys and then kind of, like, getting run around China for a while before getting besieged and killed. You're probably going to be best off if you, instead of fighting him head-on, find some way to manipulate or trick him.
Okay. I'm going to draw upon... years and years of experience with Musou games. And I'm going to not pursue him.
Okay.
Damn it, you got to the choke before I did.
Yeah.
Real quick, we clearly have a more important issue. I would like to ambush this motherfucker real fast.
Sure, yeah, go for it.
What are you using?
Yeah, I want to ambush him with the world. And I've been standing next to him for a few minutes now, so I just sort of... jam a knife through my Eidolon so that it stabs him a couple minutes in the past so that from the perspective of the present, he just suddenly, a hole opened up in his tummy and he keels over.
Yeah, no, I think that works just kind of flawlessly. And I think the force field between him and Giuseppe Garibaldi flickers and dies. And then Garibaldi turns and he's like, "You! You're not a fine Italian soldier at all. You're one of those interlopers in a stupid fake mustache."
I yell over him and go, "Oh my god, son, that stray arrow got the boss. I can't believe it. He just dropped it next to me. Oh my goodness." And I want to try to dazzle the army around me into believing that I'm innocent.
Okay. Keeping in mind that you got a neutral on your disguise, which means it's just okay. But your glam is only 2. Yeah, I think I'm fine just drawing 2 for this.
I mean, no, if you want to give me only 1, I think that's totally valid.
Okay, yeah, I'll give you 1 because you did just... Well, you did stab him in the past, though.
Right, right.
No, I think I'm fine giving you 2.
Okay.
And those 2 are going to be Judgment or the Hierophant.
Okay. Clock's at 5, right?
Clock's at 5.
I'll push.
All right, that brings us to 6, which...
6 is just now that the clock advances when the deck gets exhausted.
All right, yeah, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
You have pushed into the star. A new path reveals itself.
Perfect.
Goddamn.
So, yeah, I think you are successfully able to just kind of shout over Garibaldi, and I think, the soldiers closest to him are going to hear him above you, and they're going to be like, "Who the fuck is that girl in a fake mustache?"
Right.
But I think the soldiers closer to you are all just going to start panicking because one of the generals leading their advance / fighting retreat has just fallen dead seemingly out of nowhere.
Right.
And I think that causes a significant break in their ranks. It is not a complete rout, but there are, you know, quite a few of them making a much more harried retreat. I think the Grand Eurasian Army is not able to make much of an advance because now they're fighting Liu Bu's men as well as the, you know, as well as Garibaldi's men who haven't broken. But
can I also like be making some hand signals to Ilva that the other Giuseppe's vulnerable now?
No, you need those hands to talk because you need to keep up the pretense that you're Italian.
You can do something else, though. Because you are infected, you are therefore, I have contact tracing on you, which means I always know where you are and we can telepathically communicate as long as my Eidolon isn't severed.
Fantastic. I'm just going to be like, Ilva, get his ass!
Okay. I will try and stab this man again.
Garibaldi?
Yes.
I would say that currently there are at least a few soldiers in the way. Are you going to just try and fight through them?
Great question. What can I do anything smart instead?
Maybe you could shoot icicles at him. You have magical ice powers. In case you forgot.
That is true. I could just fire icicles at him.
You know what you could also do? You have Outbreak. When an uninfected target comes into contact with an infected target, you may choose to transfer that infection to the uninfected target. I'm infected. You could just spread ice through the whole army to get him.
That's true. I could... Fuck, yeah, let's try and do that. I'm gonna try and cause an outbreak.
All right, let's say that's going to be a scrap, but since Abigail is the vector, she'll be the one to take damage if it's a neutral or negative.
That's fair, yeah.
All right. So that is going to be the magician, the sun,
yes.
Or the devil. So you're just all around.
Okay, well, let's take the sun.
The sun, I believe that one is, you are given cause to celebrate.
Yes.
Correct.
All right. I think Abigail, as soon as the most of Garibaldi's men have broken, you are able to advance on the ones that have remained. They are mostly focused on the armies and not on you, so I think you're able to get close pretty easily. And then I think you just, like, kind of tap one of them on the back, and they are... their ranks are close enough that it starts a chain reaction where one guy freezes solid and then topples over, like when you get somebody with the icicle in TF2. He grazes another, and then that one gets icy and freezes over, and so on. And while this is happening, you're continuing to sneak up on more and more of them and get them. I think you've managed to infect and freeze to death at least like a third, maybe up to half of the remnants before Garibaldi realizes what's happening, points at you and says, no, guys, fucking kill her. She has superpowers. Fuck everybody else right now. Okay?
I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm just a funny little guy and all of a sudden everyone's freezing to death. What's going on around here?
You are so lucky Zoe doesn't listen to the podcast.
Zoe would love this. She'd make a big show of yelling, but I think she'd be having a fun time. Hey, Rudy, you are not pursuing Liu Bu, but I'll tell you what.
Yep.
Liu Bu is pursuing you. What do you do?
I would like to
I do think Sue has probably been able to return to your side at this point, given that the army has thinned out so much.
I was always under the impression that not pursuing him would defeat him. Like, that was some sort of magic spell.
Still kind of got to win the battle by other means.
Okay, all right. Let's see.
Or sometimes you've already lost the battle and you just need to retreat. It really depends on, what level you're on.
Okay. Well, as soon as returning to my side, I'm gonna turn to Daisy and be like, okay, what's the plan?
We've ruled out fighting them head on. You could find a hot girl to pretend to be into him? That worked in the book. I don't know if that ever happened historically. I haven't read a lot. I mean, you've read more than I have. That's not what happened historically. That is completely made up for the book. But,
okay.
It still might work.
Okay.
Or you could pretend to be already dead, and then, like, when he comes over, when he, like, brings his horse past, you stab it from underneath?
Play dead like he's a bear?
Yeah.
Okay. That's plan B.
I mean, I think the term is hunk in his case, but it's
God. I'm going to go, that's plan B. I'm going to go with plan A of the sending the hot lady to seduce him. And I'm going to be like, all right, Daisy, get on it.
Okay. Sure thing. Boss,
I don't know if you're Eidolon's sweat, but I think she is regardless.
all right, this is gonna be a glam draw. You have glam one.
I sure do.
All right, I'm just gonna ahead of time just look up what happens when Dazzle goes bad. this is trying to charm someone into doing or believing something. Okay, that's the moon. Something unknown or unknowable.
I'm gonna push.
Cool.
All right, that's going to take the Phantom Clock up to 7. And that changes it to Temperance. You are met with an equal and opposite reaction.
Oh boy, let's see how this goes.
Okay. This is another one that I'm going to have to chew on for a little bit. What is an equal and opposite reaction to sending your Eidolon to try and seduce Liu Bu?
That sounds like the Eidolon gets seduced by Liu Bu also.
It kind of does. It kind of sounds like they hit it off.
Yeah, so I think Daisy flies up just right into his view, and I think nearly on reflex, he swats her away with the halberd, but I think she managed to dodge. She's like, hey, whoa, big stuff, hot stuff, what are you doing? Calm down a little bit. I know it's a war, but it can be a bit of a party too, right?
I don't really know what you're implying by that, although I do luxuriate in the glory and, what's the word? The excitement of a good battle.
Yeah, so listen. I think, you send your troops in, they can handle themselves for a little while, right? You know, they don't need too much direction. There's like, there's a lot of them, and then made of fire, so that means they're gonna be real good against the ice lady. Why don't we go chill? You know, it's a lovely rainy evening, and I imagine you ain't ever been to Italy before, have you?
No, I have not. I have to say the foliage is quite beautiful, and while the rain is a bit oppressive and the gray sky is overwhelming, there is something to be said for a stormy night like this. It has an appeal, especially when one can see the moon and the sun just barely peeking through the cracks between the clouds.
You kind of got more of a way with words than I was expecting. Let's talk more about how beautiful clouds are and whatnot. Yeah.
I think the two of them fuck off, and I think since Sue is also part of the same Eidolon, she's just kind of staring befuddled for a little bit, and she's like,
I will never understand her taste in... I'm getting dragged along. Bye!
Am I also getting dragged along? Is that how that works?
Let me check the range on your Eidolon.
It's, 100 feet, I think?
Navigator's range is 25 feet. I think they get, a ways away, but then, yes, you are being dragged along. I think you're just kind of, sliding across the mud, leaving a trail behind you.
Okay, well, this is... I asked for this. This is what's happening now.
So, Ilva, Liu Bu himself is not a concern, but those skeletons are... I guess they're not bearing down on Rudy anymore because, Liu Bu wants some alone time. So they're going to go after you now. And there's a lot of them, and they are made of fire.
Oh, no. Okay. I get... Okay. So I definitely need to run away. I can't fight them directly. What does this battlefield look like again?
Well, it's muddy and it's in Italy and there's a lot of dead guys on it now.
Okay. I'm just trying to think if I can open up a hole or something. But I'm not sure. Oh, so they are made of they're made of fire, though, so even if I, made some ice to make it all slippery, they would immediately melt the ice. God damn it.
I mean, I'll tell you who could theoretically open up a hole is Abigail in the future, if that's what you want to do.
but then they'd all go through into the future, though.
That's true.
I mean, if you don't have an idea, I do have something. Iris.
Okay, go ahead. Because my only idea is just running away.
Yeah. Then I think what I want to do is tune my Eidolon to several minutes ago, before, or maybe longer, I'm not sure the time's here, but before the army broke and everyone started panicking and running on account of the stabbing I did. Uh-huh. To when the army was still all put together, and I just want to shout through it. Like, the moment right when, Liu Bu was first riding up, and I just want to shout back into the past and be like, this Chinese army is invading our beautiful home of Italia. They might have invented noodles, but we do them best. We all know we do. We gotta go show those motherfuckers who's boss, eh? And I want to dazzle them into now in the present, be fighting these skeletons with all of the pride of an Italian who loves Italian cuisine.
This is really, wow, I don't know how this happened, but my time travel campaign has gotten a little convoluted and putting me in situations that I'm not sure how to deal with. Oh, let's draw a glam and see where we get.
Yeah, uh-huh.
All right, that's the Empress and Death. You create something or something changes and something ends and something else begins.
I'll go with the Empress. I want to create something here.
Okay, you create something. It's a neutral card. Let me carefully... Okay. It just says you always convince the other party when playing a positive card. Okay, It's a neutral card. I don't think it's going to be an unqualified success, just given everything
right,
else
it
that's
can't
going
be. Right,
on.
Right.
You create something. But I don't want it to be an unqualified failure either, because it is a neutral card. Okay.
So she gave a speech about noodles. What if just the way that this backfires is that they're all just really hungry now?
Yeah, I think maybe what happens is... So it's the past army before they routed, as Liu Bu was showing up with his army of skeletons. So I think...
Well, I have a stupid idea for what to create, if you had something.
I was going to say, do they create some kind of fusion cuisine?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I think what happens is that some of the ranks retroactively break earlier. They do not fall for your obvious and unsubtle attempt to sow discord within their alliance. But what they do think is, we're low on provisions. We have not eaten in a while. I bet these guys have provisions. And I think it's like a strategic issue, right? There's the same amount of men on the battlefield. Some of them are breaking ranks to go over and link up with the flaming skeletons and get, I guess, whatever the flaming skeleton equivalent of noodles is. Let's say, you know those like crunchy chow mein noodles? I think it's that, and I think they're on fire. But I think after you blow out the fire, they taste really good, and then they put pesto on it, and they create a beautiful new fusion cuisine. All of which is distracting them when they should be fighting. So now, retroactively, less of the Eurasian army died, and there's more of them fighting Garibaldi now?
That sounds like I made it worse.
No. The Eurasian army fighting Garibaldi is good.
Okay, I thought we pretty much had dealt with the Garibaldi army.
I mean, there's still a few of them, and they were, like, taking aim at you, and now I think they're not, because now I think they do have to focus... On the Bonapartist loyalists.
Yeah.
Which just kind of leaves Garibaldi himself, like, kind of becoming increasingly frustrated and confused by this whole thing. I can't imagine why. And I think he's just going to charge you down, Abigail, and be like, enough of this fucking time travel, obvious disguise, stupid sitcom bullshit. If I just shoot you dead, then you can't do anything in the past or the present or the future, right? That's how it works?
I mean, you can try, bitch.
All right, yeah, he's taking aim. Ilva, did we end up deciding on what you were doing, or did we get sidetracked by this?
We kind of got sidetracked by this. Because I'm still being chased by skeletons, right?
That's true.
Okay.
I think that there is maybe a slight gap in all of the fighting that has been opened up by this. Okay. Because Garibaldi has slightly fewer men, the Eurasians have slightly more, and the men that are here are like slightly more disorganized. I think theoretically, if you ran as fast as you could get away from the battlefield, but you would kind of be abandoning your allies if you did that.
Well, I don't want to do that. I do have an idea, I think. So there's a big part of this land that is like sort of muddy and wet, right?
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
So the ice cannot affect the skeletons really directly because they'll just melt out of it. But like one of the effects of like freezing on, you know, ground and stuff is the fact that like it can open cracks in it. So could I flash freeze like the soil and then like to open up a crack in the ground and then immediately unfreeze it?
You're kind of trying to create like a sinkhole?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, let's draw biz.
Okay, that'll be two.
That is the High Priestess or the Hanged Man?
I'm gonna take the High Priestess.
All right, that is, I believe, a neutral card. Yes, it is. The supernatural acts through you. So yeah, I think you are able to send a wave of ice through this muddy ground, and it does cause the soil to crack. I think even as the ice melts, as the skeletons continue their approach. That water is enough to kind of, you know, make the subterranean layers of soil more moist, more muddy. And I think the confluence of these factors is, sure, I don't know how geologically plausible this is, but fucking when has Araki ever asked that question?
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable for the sake of argument to say that all of that does begin to form a sinkhole. I think you're only able to get the one off, but I do think quite a few skeletons just sort of topple into it. And as more rain and mud come down, they essentially get buried in a watery tomb. And the thing is, I think most of the skeletons aren't even trying to avoid the hole. Like, some of them go around it just because they're on either side, but some of them are walking straight in because cutting back over to Rudy, who is exactly 25 feet away from Liu Bu right now.
Yep.
I think they can see he has brought out a bottle of wine and poured, like, I think Daisy brought out, like, a tiny little wine glass, and they're just both having some of these.
I will say that of all the pleasures that Italy has given me in my short time here, Italian wine is probably the greatest among them. There's something about the quality of the grapes or the way in which they're aged, I suspect. I'm no expert in such things.
Listen, you want my advice. Fuck wine. You need to start getting on the hard stuff. You need to be getting on the gin, on the whiskey. I don't know what shit's like in Italy in this point in time in the timeline, but let me tell you about Irish. Oh, I meant Ireland. Irish whiskey.
And they're just going on like that.
All right. Sue, do you have any ideas?
I suppose you could stab Liu Bu in the back while he's drunk and distracted by Daisy? Would that work? That would work, right?
Like, it would work, but that'd be Daisy would be so sad.
She would be terribly sad. I don't think I've ever seen her hit it off with someone like this before.
You know, hold on. I'm gonna go talk to Liu Bu. I'm not gonna pursue him. I'm just gonna walk up to him. I do want to be clear about that.
Well, that's probably for the best, since someone already is pursuing him. Let's go for it then.
I guess you approach Liu Bu, and I think as he sees you approaching, like, his hand goes to his halberd, but he doesn't bring it up yet.
Hey, sorry. So Daisy there's kind of attached to me for, like, soul reasons. So don't kill me, because, like, she would, like, dissipate or something.
That would be a terrible tragedy. It's not unlike the bond I have with... I would be calling it red hair, but technically red hair, you know, it's kind of a replacement. Its name is Ambush from Ten Sides. I'm sure it's very pleased to meet you. And I think the horse kind of leans down its head near you so you can pet it. And, like, it lets out a burst of smoke through its nostrils.
Oh, hey, cool. Nice. Yeah. Nice to meet you, too. Hey, so you like just fighting for whoever's the strongest, right? Like, that's kind of your jam?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I fight for whoever's second strongest. Am I right?
Yep. Yeah. No. You know. Yeah. You're right. 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 Fair. I think that if we could probably come up with something mutually beneficial here. I know you want to keep, like, spending time with Daisy here. Would you consider working for him to Nicole? We do have mastery over time and space.
You do have mastery over time and space. I have heard that you are sort of all-consuming tyrants seeking the subjugation of all humanity. And I'll be honest, I kind of had, bad experiences with guys like that in the past. One of them was going to execute me, but then there was, like, a time heist, and that's kind of the only reason I'm still alive.
So here's the thing. Let me let you in on a little something confidential. My bosses, completely incompetent. You could be running the place in, like, a week.
I think you see a gleam in his eye as soon as those words are out of your mouth.
Interesting.
Yeah, I've even, and listen, again, we got time machines and shit. I've already been gathering intel on, like, their ancestors and everything. Like, I, like, look, the, if my options are working for those dipshits or working for the legendary Lu Bu, like, I'm in your court, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Fuck all this shit. I don't need to worry about this. Listen, I'm only here because I kind of owed a guy a favor for saving my life, but I never really, you know, cared much about the ideology behind it all. Yeah, no, fuck that. This sounds awesome. And I think he reaches out to shake your hand.
All right, Rudy shakes it back. Let's take you back to the future, buddy.
I think Ilva, the skeletons just kind of stop dead in their tracks. And then all in unison, they turn towards the increasingly small remnants of Garibaldi's army and advance on him. And he's like, wait, what the fuck? No, this isn't how it's supposed to go. Auld Lang Syne, you fuckers. You set me up to fail.
I think things just kind of happen to work out for us, really.
How are you still not killed? What? Come on.
Hold on.
I mean,
hold on. I don't want to move on too fast. Auld Lang Syne is the enemy faction? Is that what we're up against?
I don't know why you're laughing at that. You know, it's kind of, I'm told it's a very multi-layered and significant name for their organization.
Sure, yeah, I mean, sure. Can we kill this guy already?
Yeah, I think he's sufficiently surrounded for now that it doesn't take too much more to kill him. I'm not even going to make you draw for it. I think just kind of one bayonet stab from Abigail will do it.
Oh, I'm shooting him. I was trying to shoot him in the head at the start. I'm going to follow through.
Okay, yeah, no, bang. He fucking falls over right out of his horse, hits the ground.
Yay.
Dead in the mud.
Now, we did get told not to bring more historical people back, so what's the deal with Lu Bu?
Oh, we're bringing more historical people back.
Yeah.
Oh, sure, fuck it. Who cares?
When have we ever cared what our bosses thought?
That's so true.
Well, I'll be honest, it sounds like we're kind of pulling the trigger on just kind of murdering them all and asserting control over the organization, so...
You get it.
Yeah, no.
I mean, murdering the ones who resist...
Listen, I know how to party, and I think he throws up the devil horns.
Yeah,
I think
awesome.
You gotta murder even the ones who don't resist to, like, as a show of force, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. Revolution rules.
Yeah.
Also, you really don't want any of them having, like, a kid who is then like, oh, I'm going to get revenge for my family members. That always just complicates shit. Even
yeah.
I know that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, thanks to weird time shit, we only know most of them in passing at this point, but I think it's pretty safe to assume none of them have procreated.
Man, are we gonna have to kill more babies?
No, I think we'll just kill. I think we'll just be killing them in the present, which is a shame because the guy I thought was Australian seemed pretty nice.
Can we leave like one alive as like you know the guy to tell the story, right?
Yeah, can we leave the Australian alive? Is that all right with you, Mr. Lu Bu?
Look, I wasn't even going to do this until 5 minutes ago. I'm easy.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
I'm kind of losing the original vocal performance. Hang on. Basically, any voice I do inevitably gravitates towards Balor if I don't, like, dial it in.
I think probably as you're getting unstuck from time more, you're falling less out of your proper context, and that's changing your voice. I feel like it happened to me, too. I think I used to be a lot like... more, like, dull and, like, kind of had a vocal fry thing going, and I abandoned that real quick. I assume time travel changed who I am, but I'm not. I'm cool with it, whatever.
I think it's just sort of the nature of a miniseries. You don't, like, have... It always takes a couple episodes to, like, fully get into where you're getting, but then, you know, with a miniseries it moves much more quickly, and then it's over quickly. You don't really, I'm sure that, like, season one, episode one Harvey sounds fucked up compared to, like, end of season Harvey.
I feel like I started off this miniseries doing the Mary voice, and then I very quickly pivoted to doing the Lady Luck voice.
I mean, everybody loves Lady Luck, so I don't see why that would be a problem.
That's so true.
Wow, I can't believe you're a fan, Lu Bu.
There's a lot of slow marches through Imperial China in the 3rd century.
Are you a patron? Do you subscribe?
Yeah, no, I've actually been waiting on my shout-out for 3 episodes, but I know it sometimes takes a while.
Bro, we gotta get through the whole rotation.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, do you want us to just shout you out as Lubu, or do you want like a full title? Like,
no, just Lubu is fine.
Okay, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah. Now let's get out of here. I think we've accomplished what we needed to do.
All right. Let's see. Because this isn't actually very far off from what I was planning for the end of this particular session.
Well, that's good.
But you expected us to recruit Lubu?
No, but I did expect everybody. Okay, listen. I think you arrive in the present in the flashback chamber room, and you just start marching through the aquatic base of Himta Nikal, approaching the office with Lubu behind you.
Do we have the skeletons with us?
Yeah, absolutely. You have the skeletons. Well, the skeletons, I think their flames are turned off, so they don't consume all the oxygen in the base.
Okay, cool.
But yeah,
cool.
You got the skeletons.
That's
with
good.
You. And I think everyone around you is starting to realize plans are maybe changing, and I think there's some whispers going around. Nobody makes an actual move to oppose you. And then I think as you approach the office, there are two women there already. It's the very tall women who played Ilva in tennis the other day, actually. Or not the other day, I guess that was just probably a few hours ago, huh?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Well, whenever it was. I think the slightly less large woman says, "Oh, you brought Lubu."
Yeah, seemed like a good ally to have.
Well, that should make this easier. I suppose we should properly introduce ourselves. My name is Sunshine, my associate is Bubbles. We may have already said that, I forget, it was a week ago. So we just murdering all of them, or what?
We want to leave the Australian alive, he seemed cool.
Was he Australian? I thought he was like Cornish or something.
Yeah, it's not clear.
Yeah, it's just,
we never really got confirmation on that.
Just the new one, the fun accents. One. We want to leave him.
Yeah. So I think the six of you.
Time for a purge.
Six all told. I think the six of you open the office doors, and as soon as you do. I think all of the all mounts are like already pointing guns at you. A couple of them have Eidolons and those are out. And I think the maybe Australian one is like,
well, I have to admit, I suppose this sort of thing was inevitable eventually. I hoped it wouldn't be coming quite so soon or with the aid of one of history's greatest warriors, but can't plan for everything, can you?
Yeah, you were probably hoping for this to happen in like the last episode of the miniseries or something.
I mean, ideally, I was hoping for it to happen after the miniseries, and we just wouldn't have to play it out, but I'm not the one making those decisions. I have to say, I'm rather disappointed, though. It seems like, well, look, I mean, we're going to have to all fight each other in a second, but I figure we should just lay this out for starters. Whatever happened there, it didn't save the Empire.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know how to tell you this. Napoleon II just died, and we're not sure how. We're not sure who did it. There's no record of an assassin whatsoever. It just seems like... And then a new, different alarm starts blaring, and someone shouts over the intercom,
"Gavrilo Princip is aboard the base. Repeat, Gavrilo Princip is aboard the base."
And I think that calls all of the all mounts' attention long enough for Lubu to just start stabbing people and Sunshine and Bubbles to open fire. And every time their gun hits somebody, they just kind of blink out of existence.
Okay, so who's this Princip person?
I think you would know, given your area of expertise, that in the original timeline, he's the guy who murdered Archduke Ferdinand and kicked off World War I.
Right, okay. All right. Well, once we've cleaned up this room here, Lubu, looks like we've got our first invasion to stop.
Well, it's happening even sooner than I expected.
Just as long as we don't stop for any sandwiches, we'll be okay.
What's a sandwich?
Oh, buddy.
We have such delights to show you.
Eidolon Flashback is produced by Audio Entropy. You can find us at audioentropy.com as well as patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest, where you can find soundtracks, bonus podcasts, game drafts, and get your name read out on the show, like so. This week, we'd like to thank Queen Charlotte, Molly H., Cookie, Preeminent Void, Fair Divine Majesty Rumda Goddess of the Moth Lesbians, Selena, Lesbian Werewolf Chef, Julie Lowe, Destry Hawk, Lexicon, Catherine Donahoe, Ace Warlock, Dan, Eltan TV, LCG, John Bradley, Alexander Moore, Renaissance, EveryZig314, Dreziv, Jennifer, Cancakes, August Ray, Elijah Maroney, Fire Princess Reviews, and Great Big James. Join us next week for episode 5 of Eidolon Flashback, and remember to join us at twitch.tv/videoentropy this Friday for a marathon charity stream supporting Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. See ya! Thank you.